Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Press the buttons. I guess I do. I can hear myself. Hey, it's Free Talk Live, everybody. I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight in the studio,
Chris
and Bonnie.
And we're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff. It's open phones, as always. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number. So we've got plenty of show prep. I just want to mention this real quick because it's on my mind. Is Australia quickly becoming the new East Germany?
It wasn't already.
I mean,
is it actually getting worse?
Well, yeah, with all the COVID and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've got military on the streets and, like, martial law style stuff going on.
They took their guns away with just, like, one case of a shooting in, like, the 90s. They just took all their guns away, and they always, all of the Australians are always like, yeah, that was a good decision.
Yeah. I met a gal from Australia before I moved here, like, a couple, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks or something before I actually left to come here before I moved. I was just in a random bar one evening and met this gal. She was in town for some business stuff, and she was telling me about how that happened, how the guns were taken away, and, you know, her perspective on the legislative process. Now, I don't remember most of the stuff she was talking about because it's been years now, but it was scary just learning about, like, how that came to be and, you know, what sort of dirty deeds the legislature was doing to get it to pass and, you know, that kind of stuff. So then that happens, and then now we've got COVID, and they've got, you know, military in the streets over there. There's literally a manhunt, which has come to a conclusion now. I've got an article about this, but the guy who supposedly had COVID, who didn't quarantine, quote-unquote. You've seen, you know, the guy in the elevator sneezing.
Yeah, that,
like,
that was,
oh, my
crazy.
Gosh. Oh, what a criminal. He sneezed in an elevator. Like, I sneezed in so many elevators.
And the newscaster was saying, like, he's sneezing and splattering. And it just shows him, like, sneeze into his hand.
Yeah.
And, like,
so,
into his shirt.
So he was arrested to a crowd of cheers.
Wait, what?
Yeah, people cheered his arrest.
He was manhunted down.
He was manhunted down. They found him.
He wasn't even allowed to go outside in Australia.
They found, well, so he was in an apartment across the street from his apartment, if I remember the article correctly. I've got it for show prep, and we can get to it. I didn't want to leave it. Well, I guess, you know, I already did.
No, you started with it.
I know. Yeah. Y'all have said you haven't read 1984, but at the end, they get chased down by something called the Hound, and it has, like, needles in it. Chasing them down.
I did not read 1984. However, I was in a musical in the seventh grade.
Oh, I said 1984. I meant Fahrenheit 451 is what.
Oh,
I meant.
Fahrenheit.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but what were you gonna say?
Oh, in the seventh grade, I was in a musical that was called 1984, based on George Orwell's 1984.
And you were a thought police.
I was a thought police person. I got to wear one of these, like, disposable zip-up suits that, like, painters or whatever wear. That's what they use for the uniforms. And then they gave us, like, a police-looking utility belt with a nightclub. And then I had to wear, like, a motorcycle helmet with some goggles so that I looked menacing.
I'm a thought criminal.
You know, it's funny we're laughing about it as it's coming, you know, it's actually coming real, 1984. It's like they're actually censoring stuff midstream, like, that you, like, type into your computer. And maybe that wasn't imagined quite like that in 1984, for the book 1984.
Yeah.
But that's what it would have been, you know? It's like,
well, and it seems to me, this Australia thing is, it's bothersome to me because I've been paying attention to Australia for a little bit now with the COVID and all that stuff. I've got some folks on my social media that are activists over there who are organizing, you know, some of these demonstrations and, you know, that kind of stuff and, you know, putting up videos and, you know, showing the world what a piece of crap their government is. So I've been paying attention to it, but what bothers me is that it seems like all these different countries and their different lockdown rules and their different COVID responses. They're competing to see who can stay in front of the pack. And Australia seems to be leading the way. When something happens there, then it begins to happen like in other places, right? They're the proving ground or the incubator for all these new policies.
I'm sure it can spread to other countries, but I really truly think that the degree to which it's happening in Australia can't happen here because we have at least some guns. They have, like, no guns in Australia. I know that every time, I only know about their whole gun situation at all because every time there's, like, a shooting here, people on the internet from Australia will be like, Americans are so stupid. That's why we got rid of guns. Look at this. Yeah, we have no gun violence. Now, guess what? They have no liberties because they have no guns.
Right. So it's actually interesting. If you look at, like, the population densities in different countries, and there's, I think, a couple different factors. One might be that there's been a gun culture in the United States, which is frequently brought up. But there's probably more to it than just that. If you look at, like, population densities, you see more people living in very densely populated cities in most other countries.
Yep.
Whereas in the United States, it's much more spread out. So we've actually, like, where in other countries, there's nowhere to go hunting, right? Well, in the United States, you can hunt because there's, you know, people living in rural places and there's places to go hunt. You just don't see that in a lot of these countries. Even in countries where there are, like Australia, where there may not, most people live in cities, but even in Australia where there is places to go hunt,
yeah, it's huge.
Because everybody's living in the cities,
yeah,
it's
the concentrated population.
Yeah, they don't understand this idea or this concept. They're not familiar with hunting. They're not familiar with, you know, guns or needing guns for protection, and so they're kind of in a bubble, so to speak, and they can't understand this from the perspective of an American or maybe somebody in a country that's war-torn like Somalia or Afghanistan where, you know, a weapon is actually essential to, you know, going outside.
To your point, even when I lived in the Seattle area, which is known for being way left compared to other places, there were people there. Like, I know a guy who he bought a house and, you know, moved his family in or whatever. His neighbor across the street came home one day from what appeared to be a camping trip. Him and his wife and kids were unloading stuff. And he was wearing a sidearm. Right, so just this guy wearing a sidearm in his driveway unloading from, you know, a weekend camping with his family or something, like, was enough to scare this guy. A grown man, 42 years old. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, I don't know about living in this neighborhood, you know, and I'm like, dude,
wow.
Oh my gosh, man. Like, have you met him? Have you gone over and been like, hey, I'm your new neighbor, I just moved in, hi, you know, nice to meet you.
I don't want
to
get shot.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, I don't want to get shot.
That's
like,
dude,
sorry.
Really?
Like, people who aren't around guns or haven't been exposed to guns or that kind of thing are deathly afraid or have been made deathly afraid by all the fear-mongering.
This reminds me of a story I heard from I had a customer at one point living in New Jersey, and these two women were, like, deathly afraid of not guns, but the fact that somebody was selling weed from their house in the neighborhood just because one person was selling a little bit of weed on the side. It's like this neighborhood, they were like, this neighborhood is going to stuff I can't say on the air.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Seriously? This is like one of the nicest neighborhoods, and you're having this fit because
some white college,
you know,
kid is subletting a room and selling weed to his friends.
Oh my gosh.
They probably owned the property and had a college degree and everything and were, like, doing a little bit of weed on the side, and it was probably to, you know, other college kids or something like that.
Well, this neighborhood wouldn't have this problem if there wasn't a void in the marketplace for marijuana.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because it's like, this is this thing that's going on everywhere. It doesn't matter whether you live in a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood or, you know, a rich neighborhood or a poor neighborhood. It's weed. It's being sold all over the place all the time.
My doctor was saying today how back before 1933, doctors would prescribe marijuana all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, heroin used to be available from the pharmacist.
I mean, I don't even know if you needed a prescription back in those days. I think it was just sold over the counter.
Well, yeah, but then if you went to your doctor for something like, oh, I can't sleep, they would prescribe it specifically.
Sure, but they didn't need to because it was sold over the counter.
Right. 603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here on this Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll figure out why they've called this man in Australia public health enemy number one.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That's not a tyranny. This is a tyranny.
my best Australian accent.
I can't do Australian.
But what's that movie? Crocodile Dundee or something? Where like a guy pulls a knife, like a New York gangster, you know, big city, and he pulls out like a knife trying to mug him. He's like, that's not a knife, and he pulls out a giant knife. This is a knife!
Wow, I always thought that was from this one song I like called The Sailor Song.
I don't know that song, so...
You probably wouldn't. It's kind of Aqua style.
Aqua style.
Like, you know, the people that sing Barbie Girl. But I'm trying to remember their names right now. Oh, it's Toy Box. It's a 90s, like, dance.
Yeah, this
electronic.
Is, what he's talking about is almost like a meme before memes.
Yeah. It was from a movie, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been referenced in so many other...
Toy Box quotes it in the Sailor Song, and I always thought
movies
that
movies and perfect. TV and entertainment.
So why am I doing an Australian accent, and why have we digressed into this Australian thing? Well, because there's a guy in Australia who has been dubbed public health enemy number one, who has been charged by police. And by the way, this is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass hosting. Joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
So this is from 7news.com.au. Anthony Karam will face court on Friday, charged with 13 offenses.
Oh my God.
Related to his alleged failure to isolate, despite knowing he was infectious and not wearing a face mask. With COVID, by the way. I just want to be specific. This is COVID-related.
You know, I've heard of stacking charges, but how are there 13 charges?
Seriously?
For failing to isolate. I mean, I can understand one, maybe, but like 13 of them?
What a ritualistic number.
Indeed. Karam, age 27, was wanted on an outstanding warrant for multiple alleged breaches of the public health order.
Oh, man.
I don't know what this public health order is, but I think it's one of these things that Australia passed, you know, like we would pass, the United States has passed, like, the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
They passed the public health order, and it's all the COVID stuff.
So
he was subject to an order under Section 62 of the Public Health Act, NSW Police said in a statement on Thursday evening. Now, there's a picture of him here, and there's a video. There's a YouTube video of it if you want to go and look at it. It's 7news.com.au. But the people arresting him are wearing these, I don't know, they look like it's surgical gloves, blue surgical gloves. It's a yellow, I'm going to call it a painting.
Smock,
yeah. And then, of course, they've got, it looks like the N95 masks covering their face, white ones. But then they're also wearing the plexiglass face shields. So they look absolutely ridiculous. It's really what I'm trying to say.
They don't want to catch oppositional defiance disorder from this man.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny to hear that because so many times I've seen pictures of police, like, arresting people during COVID when everybody's supposed to be masked up. Not wearing masks themselves or having any kind of gear or anything. And it's like, wait a minute, you're arresting somebody for not wearing a mask when you yourself are not wearing a mask.
At least they're being consistent.
Well, outside of the frame, they do show a guy. It looks like he's the grip. He's holding the microphone near these three. It's two cops arresting the guy in the middle, and he's holding a microphone near him. He doesn't have any gloves on. Looks like he's wearing a suit. I can't tell if he's wearing a mask, but he's outside of the frame. Anyway, this guy, Karam, was arrested just before 5:30 p.m. at a unit on the 14th floor of a complex on Footbridge Boulevard in Wentworth Point 5 days after Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant appealed for public help to track him down.
You know the funny thing is this is like arresting somebody for going 5 over. Like, seriously, I know you can do it, but, like, really, come on.
It's arresting somebody for having, I don't know, the flu, for example. Right? This is what it would be like if the flu were illegal, right?
And the thing about if you had the flu and, like, you would think you'd want to stay home to not spread it to other people, nobody would, before 2019, say, if you had the flu, don't even go to the grocery store and pick up your medicine.
Well, yeah. I've seen plenty of people.
That's true.
Like, they invented this thing in the restaurant industry and, of course, in the delis and your local grocery stores. It's called a sneeze guard. Right? Because people don't do exactly what, you know, they're doing these days, right?
Yeah.
Because people would be sick or they would have a cold and they would go out and about. And so they invented this thing called a sneeze guard. You see it over the salad bar at your favorite restaurant if they're, is even salad bars anymore, or at the deli, right, in your local grocery store. You're looking down at the warm food or the cold food, and there's a piece of, like, plexiglass or actual glass between you so that when you pick up the tongs to fill your container with whatever you're getting out of the salad bar, and you breathe or exhale or you glick or you sneeze, it's going to get on this thing instead of all over the food.
Well, now there aren't salad bars out anymore because now COVID can be transmitted or transmissible between you and the salad bar if you're within 6 feet of the salad bar.
Every item on the salad bar must be 6 feet away from the other item. Police say Karam was told that he had coronavirus earlier this month and was asked to isolate in hotel quarantine, but he allegedly refused. He is then accused of defying public health orders and continuing to move amongst the community. Oh, my gosh. The horror.
Amongst the community? With this disease that doesn't kill most people?
It's also crazy because, like, you get more, when you come down in such a draconian way, you actually end up getting more pushback than you would otherwise from people who would otherwise, you know, be courteous and, like, not go out when they're sick. Now they're going to push back and they're going to go out explicitly because you're telling them that they can't.
Yeah.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you know somebody that needs to hear this, feel free to grab an audio clip of this program tonight, but no amount of government is going to prevent people from getting an illness. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to throw a bunch of government at a thing and, like, oh, we stopped a virus. Like, really? That's not how it works.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical of that myself. I don't know. It's like, if you're really so paranoid about it, stay home, you know, don't go out.
Well, so this guy disagrees with the media. A quote from him says, "I've been isolating this whole time, mate," he told 7 News reporter Robert Ovadia as he was being arrested. "I have proof that I've been isolating the whole time, mate, so do what you want." That's a poor impression.
Oh, my God. The other day, Ian was playing clips where the Australian premieres or whatever were talking about, don't do this, don't do that. And they were saying things I just had no idea what they were saying. They're like, if you go out to the bobby and you get in the walkway and you go out for a cocktail, I did not know what he was saying for whole sentences.
Yeah, fortunately for me, I grew up watching a lot of old Doctor Who from the 70s, even though I didn't see it until the 80s. Because
it was Australian?
No, but they had a bunch of different accents. They had the Scottish accent, they had all the different English accents, which there's not just one. There's several English accents. And occasionally they'd have either a New Zealand or an Australian accent in there. So, like, deciphering, the accent is one thing, but then also knowing that there are words that these places, these cultures use that the culture that I grew up in didn't use. So like occasionally, or boot for the trunk of your car.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a car boot. It's not a trunk.
And it's a bonnet. The front hood is a bonnet. Your car. Yeah.
And so if you were sitting on it, it'd be a Bonnie Bonnet?
Bonnie on a bonnet.
All right. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National security officials are warning President Biden that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan is likely. The attacks again could be carried out by ISIS-K terrorists. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the Speaker of the House needs to call Congress back into session now. McCarthy criticizing the Biden administration's execution of withdrawing American troops and vulnerable citizens from Afghanistan.
This isn't the test of leadership the president promised. It's a picture of weakness and incompetence.
McCarthy also calling out President Biden for dodging important questions. The California Republican also calling the ISIS-K terrorist attack in Kabul a serious transgression.
Our enemies have taken advantage of this chaotic nature of a withdrawal. And yesterday, it crossed the red line.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida schools can impose mask mandates, a judge ruled, saying Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority in banning mask requirements. This as health officials are pleading with the public in Hawaii to get COVID vaccines to help stop the spread of the disease. Dr. Gerard Aka is with the Queens Medical Center in Honolulu.
What we're speaking about for vaccinations is if Hawaiians can get more vaccinated, then maybe the case rate and infection can get lower, the deaths, the hospitalizations and ER visits with the vaccinations can get to a better place. That's our plea.
Earlier this week, the governor of Hawaii asked that travelers stay away from the state right now while they try to combat rising cases related to the Delta variant. Yesterday, there were 99 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 2 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Friday night edition. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
I just have a couple more things to say about this Australian bit. The article says that CCTV footage released by NSW police showed his last known movements inside an apartment complex's elevator, during which he is seen appearing to sneeze several times.
Like, the horror.
Yes. I mean, this guy
the
is...
crime.
This guy's definitely a criminal.
The 13 charges.
I mean, that's got to be 3 of them, right? Because you always sneeze 3 times. It's never one.
How many people did he kill with his sneeze?
Well,
was it even like a tenth of a person?
It remains to be seen. An order by Dr. Chance said Karam was a risk to the health or safety of the public. Now, keep in mind, they released this video to the mainstream media there in Australia as a witch hunt. I mean, a manhunt. Well, it's kind of the same thing in this case. They literally were like, hey, public, we need your help identifying where this man is located because he's going around with COVID. Look, here's a video of him sneezing in an elevator.
And the newscaster in the video I saw of it was, like, making him sound disgusting and dirty. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, you know, making the public view this man as dirty like they did to the Jews.
The brainwashing is... again, Australia is a few steps ahead of everybody else when it comes to the government tyranny that they're pulling with COVID, right? They're a couple of steps ahead of everybody else. And what has been happening in Australia, from my perspective, if it happens in Australia, it's going to happen here eventually. And so that, of course, is my concern, because that's how it's been going, right? Australia locks down, the United States locks down, right? Australia locks down, does something else, and then Europe does it, and then the United States does it.
Right? I think it can happen in, like, California, but it probably can't happen everywhere in the United States, like, the way it's happening in Australia.
Well, New York. I mean, outside of taking away people's guns, New York, I mean, when you enter New York, it might as well just say, welcome to New York, you're under arrest. Anyway, when this guy was arrested, the whole reason I brought this article in is when he was arrested, there were people around cheering his arrest. Applause, cheering that he had been arrested. This guy who has COVID.
I mean, is this
more than a 99% chance of recovering? He's 27, so he's really not in the risk category, right? He's been arrested, and then people cheer his arrest.
All right, I have to ask, is this, like, faked, or is it real, do you guys think?
I see. Wait.
I think it's real. I think it's real?
Do you think
people are that brainwashed and that? Oh, yeah.
Brainwashed in Australia that they're... to this degree?
I mean, it's like that here. Yeah, it's like that here. I was just saying this to some people today.
This on the street.
Well, you're from New Hampshire. When I was in Texas,
Jersey.
Well, I mean, you've been here since COVID. been here since COVID. So when I was in Texas and this first started happening, I was still on Facebook, and I was on, like, the local Facebook page for the suburb I'm from in Texas, and I couldn't believe the level of boot sniffing and licking, brown nosing these people were. Everybody was just, like, so obedient to all the things that were coming out. And that whenever somebody would post something, you know, oppositional, everybody would attack them and act like that they were a danger.
Well, we saw, you know, the extent of brainwashing here I'm trying to remember. It was at the police station when there was a protest against the Keene police and their participation in the events of the Crypto Six. You were at said protest, and I think you were there too.
Oh yeah.
And there's this
one guy
who showed up, who was all, you know, anti, you know, the counter protester, if you will. He also showed up at
the co-op
when they did the mass protest over there.
I think that guy has an actual, if I recall correctly, he's got some sort of mental illness.
Okay, just think about this for a minute, right?
He's so old. Like, he's so old.
But he's programming himself by watching mainstream media. He's either stuck on CNN or Fox News or... He's a repeater. It's exactly what he is. Mm. And so now, if you take that on a Keene scale, like, okay, Keene's got, you know, a very small, you know, activist population. You know, Keene's a very small town, and then we've got one of these guys. Now go and, like, extrapolate that to, like, you know, a large city and think about how many people would be there doing that. Now extrapolate it to a country and think how many people throughout a country, you know, would be that way. Whether or not the guy's got something wrong with him, there are way too many people who are just box repeaters. They stare at the glowing box, and then when you have a conversation with them, everything that comes out of their mouth is what they have been programmed to say, because they just sit in front of the glowing box.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that there are a lot of people like that. But is there really enough to have, a crowd cheering about something that is... I mean... And how do you get a crowd cheering when, if they actually think that the guy's at risk, shouldn't they also not be around other people? So how do they end up in a crowd? This is what I'm talking about. Like, is it fake? Is this are people really this dense that they're so brainwashed that they don't do what they are, like, clapping that?
Doesn't
make any sense to me.
Think about everybody you know and realize that half of them are below average intelligence.
Yeah.
So says George Carlin.
Yeah.
So cheering to this guy being arrested for, you know, having a virus. And actually, according to him, he did go and quarantine himself. So they went on this witch hunt, I mean manhunt, for what appears to be no reason? I don't know. All right. So Australia quickly becoming...
prison state.
East Germany.
Prison colony.
Something along those lines. Before you know it, they'll have the unvaccinated wearing, you know, special badges or wristbands or something so that people know that they're evil.
Wait, and it's a prison colony? Always has been.
Yeah.
That's true. But still, they should learn from that freedom is more important than this division, this thing where, like, I mean, the vaccines haven't really vaccinated much of anything. The masks obviously didn't stop the spread of anything. The lockdowns, again, didn't stop the spread of anything.
They've admitted now that the people with the weakest immune systems towards COVID are the people who never had it, had the disease, and got vaccinated.
Yeah, and in fact, I don't have it for show prep today, but I read recently that the longest duration and most broad defense that you can have against COVID-19, specifically the Delta variant, is if you had COVID in the first wave.
My doctor came today, and he was telling us that that's always been the case with every disease, what they always find, and that's what they're finding now. And he's like, well, duh.
Yeah.
He's been saying that.
And that's been my choice. Like, I got the COVID. I had it. I was out for 2 weeks. And probably 9 days or something like that, I really had the symptoms. And then I just, for safety, I stayed away for 2 weeks. I didn't want to,
tired and stuff.
I was, but I also didn't want to, like, give it to anybody, you know, that kind of a thing. But, yeah, and so, like, now there's all this talk about the vaccine passports and, you know, oh, well, you're going to have to get the vaccine even if you had COVID. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no. No, I'm not. Well, is there any record that you actually had COVID? I'm like, I didn't go to the doctor, so no, there's no official record, but, like, there are eyewitnesses. Like, there's people who came over and were like, dude, can I bring you anything?
And you were around people who documented that they had it.
Correct, yes.
So. Yeah, and you even there was even somebody who was around you who had it that was tested. So
right.
We know that we were all amongst people who had actually had it.
But I'm going to take my chances with Mother Nature because as you and your doctor both apparently agree, Bonnie, that's the way it's always been. I mean, no amount of force can eradicate a virus, in my opinion. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen. 7 nights a week. Between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern to Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us here, is 603-283-6160. We've got lines open, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Chris,
and Bonnie.
Sorry, I'm still at, we were during the intermission. We were talking about the Teen Rage Moolah Nitwit Turtles, as Mad Magazine so wrote back in the day. I don't know how we got on the topic. It was just that I was feeling old. I'm older than the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that's what it is.
We're talking about angelic names.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of angelic names, we actually have Gabriel calling from Minnesota. Gabriel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Well, one thing I first wanted to say is, let's see, I've got a conspiracy theory thought that you might want to take a bit of time to consider. So the COVID vaccine gene therapy thing. I've been talking to some friends, and they're like, "Hey, what's the plan here? If these guys are rolling this thing out, and it's potentially deadly or harmful, why would they want to kill off their own team, basically, because it seems to be primarily a pro-government, pro-leftist sort of mass acceptance of this thing, right?"
Yeah, for sure. And if I didn't know any better, you know, I grew up watching television and movies and all that kind of stuff. If I didn't know any better, I would say that the whole COVID thing is a plot by aliens to take over humanity and turn us into slaves and or their food source. I'm not sure which one.
Sure.
So what do you think about that? Because I've heard lots of people ponder this. Like, it doesn't make sense. I think that they say that the vaccine is probably the antidote to the next thing they're going to roll out or something, because they want the people to take the vax to survive. But it's just weird, because now I've been hearing of all these people dying and getting their legs amputated and
blood clots.
Sure.
So now I'm really confused about what their goal is.
The theory I've got here is kind of a little bit of that. So imagine So what we have is a lot of rich people were scrambling to kind of have a contest. Oh, I'm going to get it first. And, you know, they were getting it, and then it kind of rolled out down to the lower levels, you know, the healthcare workers and then the whatever essential workers in
general.
Not
the military.
Mm-hmm. And then the military and then the general populace and such.
Right.
So we've got this thing called the Great Reset going on,
right?
Where they're claiming, hey, we're going to reset the economy. We're going to revamp this whole capitalist system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then just imagine if this vaccines, or so-called vaccines, gene therapy, actually just sets a timer, basically, inside your body, mm-hmm. until it's going to basically trigger a self-destruct. So then they roll out each wave of the new vaccine thing, and it just resets your timer. So basically, mm-hmm. everyone who's loyal would be able to be controlled. And then eventually, as the price goes up, they'd be left with the rich people only, basically surviving it, who are on their team, basically enough people to control the rest of the populace.
Well, Gabriel, the timer thing.
Yeah, Gabriel, your bit reminds me of two separate things. One is a television series called Utopia. It was originally a British series, but they did make one season, and I think it was Netflix or Amazon, I'm pretty sure it was Netflix, but it's got John Cusack in it. And it is, they roll out this thing that everybody takes, and then they distribute this thing that makes it into everybody's food, and when the two interact, then the people start dying. So it's similar to what you're saying there. But then also, there's a science fiction movie where people wear these gauntlets on their arm, and they trade in hours of life. So let's say the average lifespan is, you know, 70 years. Well, you get an armband that says 70 years, and then you trade hours with other people for goods and services, or you collect them yourself, and, you know, that's how you stay alive. You got to get more time, and so that reminds me of that as well.
Well, that's pretty interesting because, they're rolling out all the booster shots. Even Johnson & Johnson, the one that's supposedly just one and done, is now rolling out a booster shot, so it would make sense. Like, everybody is going to have to keep getting them and keep getting them.
Right, and then they're dependent, and then all it takes is for the company or for the government to withhold.
I have someone
to do their bidding.
I mean, it seems kind of crazy, this theory that we've got. And the reason is, usually when somebody's talking about becoming rich, you're not targeting a bunch of rich people with whatever you're trying to sell in order to get rich, right? You're targeting the masses. So you don't want the product too expensive, because otherwise, you know, you only hit the rich, and there's not a lot of rich people. But if the product is lower in price...
In this case, the idea would be that if it's the elites who are pulling the strings, they don't need any more money. They can just print it up. Their army they're building would be made out of.
Well, and the money that they do get is because these vaccines... supposed vaccines, these mRNA shots that you're getting, or that folks are getting, are paid for by the government.
Yeah, they're already paid for, so that's why...
The pharmaceutical government-industrial complex.
That part I just can't really get behind.
Money, right?
I just don't think it's about money. But,
well,
Chris...
If it was about money, the government's going to give them all the money, so the government's just going to take it from people and give it to these people who are making the vaccine. So that's where the money's coming from. So it could very well be about money, it's just that you don't have any choice.
Yeah that's what I meant. I think that, I mean, they are definitely after getting money, but... they don't need each individual person buying it for money. But I will say, Chris, that truth is stranger than science fiction.
Yes, for sure. But, you know, the next problem is that I really have to wonder about is, all right, let's just assume for a moment that was kind of the case. Like, or something similar was the case. Like, they're making money off the vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. So every time there's a booster shot, it costs a certain amount of produce, and there's a certain amount of profit that somebody's making off of that. What is the profit margins on this? Like, because if it's like $100, let's say, that's nothing. I mean, the amount of destruction that you're going to cause for the little bit of profit just doesn't add up, I don't think.
That's why I'm paying people to take it.
That's why I just still think that the conspiracy theory I thought of like 2 nights ago is just has to be it. I got kind of in a a freaked out mood thinking about it, texting my parents, like, please, like, I know they're not going to get the vaccine, but please start eating right. Make sure there's no reason you have to go to the hospital at all, not just COVID. Just make sure you're up and running well, eating whole foods for the rest of forever now, because the thing is, I think now that their game is to just kill as many people as possible. The Georgia Guidestones say they want to kill off over 50% of the population. I can't remember how much.
If they're going to try... Okay, so here's the only thing that maybe makes sense. So during World War II, you know, a lot of people know that the Jews got killed in by not the Nazis, right? But there was another group of people that also were targeted, and this was the elderly, people who were basically costing the system more than they were worth, and that also would include the elderly generally. And in order to have a more prosperous economy,
baby boomers,
you
think they're trying to kill the boomers?
This is the only thing that would make any sense. Is you'd kill off basically the people who have expensive diseases and things like that, and you know people who are elderly because they cost money. They're effectively. And so if you want to have a more prosperous economy, that's the only thing I can think of. And if you do the math right, maybe you could make it out where a couple of years of hard times is worth killing off a lot of people, a lot of the elderly, and a lot of the people who have expensive diseases, in order to increase.
You're saying that the people in control, like the big banks and the governments and stuff, that folks, the elite,
yeah,
if you will, are that's what their thought process might be.
That's the only thing that would make any sense to me.
That
doesn't sound like a total conspiracy. Like that, we have history to look at to see that economies have prospered as a result of those types of actions. When really bad people are involved, right? So
I think that they're just trying to kill as many people as possible.
Gabriel, go ahead.
It doesn't seem as much like they want to just kill off the higher risk people or the higher cost people, because they don't have the same kind of constraints anymore because they've got the Federal Reserve System. They can just kind of make up pretend resources and people will just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I don't really see that as being very realistic in the current situation, but yeah, for the past, if we didn't have the Fed.
And they're not just targeting elderly people anymore. Like at the beginning of COVID, that was kind of a thing, but I don't think that they're just targeting elderly people with the vaccine. They want, they're pressing for the 5-year-olds to 12-year-olds to have to start getting it. I think that they want to kill as many people as possible so there's less opposition in general so they can take over the Earth grid and use free energy.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Gabriel. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. Are the elites trying to kill a bunch of people? More Free Talk Live is coming up. Hour number 2 is next.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.